It's Beat. It's Sunday. You're listening to The Sunday Grill. And I spoke to my first guest this morning over 6 years ago. And since we last talked, her long-term condition has become more spoken about and discussed in the media, on social media and at government level. Orla Quirk has endometriosis, a condition that affects 1 in 10 women in Ireland. And Orla's been on quite the personal and public journey since we last spoke, including helping to set up a new endo support group in Wexford. And she joins me on the Sunday Grill this morning to fill us in. You're very welcome back, Orla.
Thanks very much for having me, Orla.
I have to say, we follow each other on social media and in between, like, you do have surgeries and things go wrong for you. But wow, you do an awful lot of other stuff as well.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Between all the operations and that, I play music. So that keeps me going on the good days.
And you were very involved in the FLA in the summer, were you?
Yeah, I was. I was actually on the PR team for the FLA in County Wexford. So I done all the social media posts with two guys in the county council here in Wexford. So it was a great event.
Wow, fair play to you. And then health-wise, how have you been since we last spoke? And were you in your 20s when we last spoke, like early 20s? So
Yeah, I was in, I suppose, late 20s, or as okay. I was kind of 28 when I got my diagnosis. Okay. I think I had only got my diagnosis a couple of months before we had spoken. So I suppose little did I know back then when we talked what I was facing into. Mm-hmm. Since we've spoken, I've had 5 operations and I've done a round of egg freezing.
Okay.
So it's been quite a busy few years health-wise. Mm.
And tell me how that works for you. Do you get to a stage with pain with your endo that you need the surgery, or is it more a preventative thing?
Yeah, so 90% of the time, Orla, it's kind of pain related. And then when they do scans and stuff like that, then they found like the endometriosis has reoccurred. Mm-hmm. So like I've had excretion surgery. So it's instead of albation surgery where they go in and kind of just burn mm-hmm. the endometriosis away, the excretion kind of goes in and actually digs it out. But unfortunately, in my case, they just can't get it under control or stop it from growing all the time, unfortunately.
And is that unusual to have 5 surgeries over the last 6 years?
Yes and no. So I've heard of some women like that are down the road and they're numbers of surgeries. I was just very unfortunate that I had a couple of complications after surgeries, and within 3 months of one surgery, I was back in for quite a massive surgery where I had, it wasn't done through laparoscopy, unfortunately. It was open surgery where I went in kind of unknown of what the outcome was. I could have been facing a full hysterectomy and a colonoscopy and a bag. Okay. But I have to say I am one of the lucky ones, Orla. I have an amazing gynecologist mm-hmm. in Dublin, and without him, I probably wouldn't be the person I am today. Like, he's amazing. He's so supportive. Like, I'm constantly researching new medications that are coming onto the market, and I'm emailing him going, what do you think of this? Will we try this? Or, you know, he's so supportive of me, and I'm very lucky that I have him.
That's brilliant to hear. And the fertility, the egg freezing, was that a hard decision to come to?
I kind of didn't really have much choice in the matter. Okay. Orla. I lost my left ovary during one of my surgeries, and my right ovary has a reoccurring endometrioma cyst, which is like a blood cyst mm-hmm. where they have to go in and drain the cyst. So basically for the fertility, it was kind of like, look, you're young, your eggs are healthy. I think we should do around a fertility treatment. No, I was very, very lucky, Orla. I had support of my family here that, you know, helped me mm-hmm. go through it. It was one of the hardest things, I think, of everything that I've done
really?
So far.
In what way?
Yeah. You're kind of like, I was very unfortunate. All my procedures were done through COVID.
Okay.
So I weren't allowed family members in with me or operations or anything like that. So like when I was doing the egg fertility treatment, like I was going in by myself, and you're sitting there, I know everyone is kind of going through the same, but you're sitting there with, you know, couples and stuff like that, and it was a tough I found that part of it very tough.
Okay, yeah, but you're over that part now, so you have some eggs frozen. It sounds like you have good people on your side professionally and a good community around you with your family and friends, and now you have decided to help set up a support group in Wexford. And how is that going?
Yeah, so I've actually had this idea, or the kind of since we even last spoke, but then with the way that my health and everything went, it kind of got pushed down the pipeline all the time. So I just feel like I know I'm lucky. I have great support around me, and one of my close friends I actually met in hospital in Dublin. We're actually in the beds across from one another, and she was diagnosed with endometriosis. So I know, like, she'll pick up the phone and she'll ring me, and I'll ring her.
And that helps.
But I know a lot. And I know a lot of people don't have that. So I spoke to counsellor Robbie Staples here in County Wexford before Christmas. And I kind of said to him, look, I have this idea of setting up a support group for women in Wexford. How do I go about it? Or what way do I do it, I suppose? So Robbie kind of gave me some advice, you know, about kind of having a core group that could help me in it. So I have a group of five amazing women, from a 17-year-old girl who has just been diagnosed to other ladies in the group that are at the other end where they're menopausal and their symptoms are kind of no longer there.
Okay. And how is it going so far?
Yeah, so we are hoping, we're doing a launch night in County Wexford on the 20th of March, where we're going to light up Wexford County Council buildings in yellow. So yellow is the colour for endometriosis, where we will be inviting the general public that have endometriosis to come along, and then we will go back for a cup of tea and coffee. I'm just waiting on confirmation of a venue. So if people want to follow our Endo Wexford support group on Facebook and Instagram, they'll get all the details there. And we have a newsletter that I've set up as well that will keep people informed of what's happening as well, Orla.
Brilliant. And how can people get in touch then? You said, what is the address that they can go to?
So it's Endo Wexford support group.
Okay, Endo Wexford support group. And that's on all social media platforms, is it?
Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram. Great stuff. Do you think, like I said at the start, that we have more awareness about endometriosis and endometriosis as well these days? I know during the week, Sculpted Amy from Sculpted by Amy talked about her diagnosis. Do you feel people are, it's not even an openness, people talked about it. Do you feel the media are picking up on it more, and is that a good thing?
Yeah, I definitely do, Orla. Like, definitely since we last spoke, it's definitely come to the forefront a lot more. You know, like, a lot more people are talking about it, I suppose, because it's, like, period related, even though it's not all to do with the menstruation. I suppose there is a little bit of stigma around it, but a lot more people are forefront about talking about it now. And, like, the new Minister of Health there is very, very open to suggestions and ideas and trying to help women, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, keep an eye out on that Instagram account that you're going to have to say again, because it had more than three words, so I've totally forgotten what it was called.
It's Endo Wexford Support Group.
Endo Wexford Support Group. If you check that out on Facebook and on Instagram, the venue has yet to be decided, but it is on March the 20th if you'd like to take part in that. And talking always helps, Orla. I think you found that from even when you came in 5 years ago. It was really, wow, I hadn't heard someone be so honest about their endometriosis diagnosis and really the sort of pain you were in. Is that the best way to describe it? Just the pain of it?
Yeah, the pain can be horrific, Orla. The fatigue, and then with the pain, then you obviously are going to have fatigue, and then your hormone as well, Orla. You know, so you can be a little bit cranky, you know. So
yeah,
it's it's the joys of it. But again, Orla, I'm very steeped. I have an amazing pain specialist in Dublin. And like that, like I was in with him there at the start of the week, and I said to him about how bad my pelvic pain is at the moment. And he was like, right, we'll get you booked in and we'll cauterize the nerve endings in your lower pelvis just to help with the pain until they figure out what they're going to do.
Okay.
You know, so
wow. Are those words even scary to hear though, Orla, when someone says that to you?
Yeah, I'm getting very used to it, Orla, which I suppose is not a great thing to say, but I have fierce trust in my doctors, like, and I know they won't steer me wrong.
Okay.
But I suppose it can be, the pain can be quite uncomfortable at times. Like it does affect you, like, you know.
Of course.
It's very debilitating, Orla, you know.
Oh, I can only imagine. And I'm sure there's so many women that are listening to you this morning who can resonate with what you're saying as well. And that's why you've set up this Endo Wexford support group. And that's what you can search for on Facebook or Instagram. And as Orla said, they're having a support night on March 20th. And there'll be more details on that as well. So it's Endo Wexford support group. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right, Orla. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Orla, thank you so much for joining me. I hope it's not another 6 years that I get to talk to you again. And best of luck with everything, and best of luck with the support group as well.
Perfect. Thanks very much, Orla.